Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We are thrilled to be in studio today with Nicole DePalma, and on the phone we have Mary Schwantes. They are both members of Equiteam, and I'm excited to learn more about that. How have you both been?
Really good.
Oh, I'm so happy. Mary, thank you for joining us by phone today.
Absolutely.
This is such a treat. I'm so excited. Nicole, I got to tell you, you are involved in so many things. And before we go too much further, let's bridge over to your wonderful Rainbow Bridge idea and maybe fill our listeners in about that and give us an update because you have some exciting news.
Oh my gosh, it's happening. It is in the works as we speak. Thank you for asking about this. Chris Jenkins, who could not have been kinder with his time and advice with me.
The Parks Director for Hastings.
Mm-hmm. The kit has been ordered, and it's going to go, if I have this correctly, it's going to go to the Park and Rec building where they will assemble it, and then it's going to get moved over to the Hastings Dog Park, and it'll be installed there. I have to give a shout out to Wildside Graphics, who is putting the Rainbow Bridge poem into a sign, and they showed me what they're going to do, and it's gorgeous. And then I have to give a shout out to Sherwin Williams as well, who are donating the paint so we can paint the rainbow colors.
Oh, I love it.
And two more shout outs quickly to HPAC, the Hastings Prescott Arts Council, who generously donated a grant to this project. And then also to private donors who have sent in checks to the Park and Rec Department to enable this to happen.
It's so wonderful.
It's terrific. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So again, this is going to be a real bridge can walk over at the Hastings Dog Park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And for people that don't know what the Rainbow Bridge means.
Mm-hmm. The Rainbow Bridge was a poem that was created by a young woman so she could honor the passing of her beloved dog. And very quickly, the poem was only sent to different family members or friends when they lost a pet. So it doesn't necessarily have to be about a dog. And in 1994, a reader of Dear Abby sent the poem into Dear Abby, and it was published, and from there it just exploded. So the Rainbow Bridge is pretty much anywhere and everywhere. I have gotten pocket cards from vets when my pets have passed. It's a lovely poem, and I think that it just really speaks to how we feel when a beloved pet dies. Oh, my gosh.
And I'm showing you a picture of my beloved pet right now.
Oh, my gosh.
As you're talking about him, I miss this little stinker. Yeah.
Mm.
Yes. Well, Nicole, I'm so happy about that. So, Equiteam, does this have to do with animals again?
It sure does.
Can I tell you, what is the old saying? Something about try to be the person that your pet thinks
you
are. Yes, I'm all about pets as well. Mary, are you all about pets?
Absolutely.
Yes, I heard
that horses, cats, everything.
Aw, so sweet. Well, I would like to learn more about Equiteam, please. What is this wonderful, is it an organization? Is it a club? Can I be part of it?
Yes, you could.
Excellent.
If you want.
Excellent. Okay.
Mary, why don't you go ahead?
Okay. Equiteam was born out of love and passion for horses. So we have a three-team approach here. We've got Nicole, who does a body analysis. And so, as you know, she has a background in Pilates and a lot of other things. And then we have Winnie Hetherington, who is a equine instructor, both for people and a trainer for horses. And then you have myself, who brings in the yoga or the mind-body connection with horses. And when we sat down and discussed this, we thought, oh, wow, what a great three-team approach. So we first offered it at St. Croix Saddlery, which is a saddle shop, and the people loved it. It just went over like gangbusters. So we decided we are going to continue to do this and reach out to the equine community, because there has been so much bad information about training horses and riding horses. The old school was you have to beat them into submission, you have to be in control. And what we didn't realize is that is absolutely not true. Horses need to be partnered with on a deeper level than just the physical. You connect with them in so many ways. From the physical, if you allow your body to become soft and pliable, you move with that horse. And that's a physical healing for you.
Well, Mary, let's talk to you about your history with horses. What was the earliest time you got involved with a horse, and what was that experience like?
Well, as so many little girls, when I was little, every night I prayed, please God, bring me a pony. Well, he answered that wish, but it wasn't until I was 40 years old. So the wonderful black and white half Arab named Nike came into my life. He was 4 years old. I had never ridden or been around horses in my life, and it was a match made in heaven, although our first trainer said, that horse is going to kill her.
Oh, dear.
Because I believed he just loved me. I wasn't aware that he could do harm. But as we journeyed, we connected at a much deeper, deeper level. I bought him when he was 4 years old, and he died at 23.
Oh, my gosh, you had him a long time.
He was with me all that time, and he was my heart horse. We could communicate with just a look. So from there, of course, now you're hooked. Then I bought a young yearling named Aurora, also a half Arab. She turned out to be an in-between horse. There was nothing that really clicked with her until later in life. She became a lesson horse for children, and that mare just blossomed. That was her calling. She was very skittish with adults, but with children, she just loved them. And from there, I bought a horse named Tango, and he also was young. He threw me, broke a couple ribs, and then I decided I was done riding. And for 4 years, I had no horse. But then the horse that I have now, Buddy, I got him when he was 6 years old, and from there, we got into dressage due to some injuries that he had. I have connected with his horse more than I've connected with any horse besides Nike, and he has taught me on a much deeper level what it's like to look into a kind eye and see that liquid love. He has taught me how to trust. He has been there in my times of trouble as a silent sentinel. And that's the beauty of horses. They are absolutely angels sent from heaven for people.
Very soulful animals, aren't they?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Nicole, tell us about your history with horses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of feel there's a card that I just love that makes me think about little girls and horses. And it's a baby horse talking to its mother horse, and the mother horse says, absolutely no, you can't have one. Besides, where are we going to keep a little girl? Yeah, it was just, I mean, ever since I was can remember, I've been fascinated with horses, and off and on they've been throughout my life. When I arrived at the same barn that Mary and I are at now, Equitation Station, I just started taking lessons with Kathy Mueller's Lesson Horse Cat. Then I decided, yes, I really enjoy this, and I asked her if there might be a horse to lease. And so I wound up working with one of the horses that became mine, and seven horses later and still at the same barn. And yeah, this is a never-ending thing.
You know, I think most people understand the magnificence mm-hmm. of a horse, but probably they yeah. are afraid of them because of their size, which is good to have some respect for yeah. their size. But the more I have heard about horses, and I've learned a lot from Nancy Turner,
oh,
who owns yeah. this old horse, she's told me that they all, as you both have mentioned, they all have their own personalities, and they want to please you. They're working. They want a job. they want to stay busy, and they're just really special, aren't they?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think Mary might agree when, you know, Kathy Mueller, an amazing person and writer and instructor, speaks to us as having a connection with our dance partner, that it's more than just sitting on a horse or forcing a horse to do something. And Mary mentioned this a little bit ago, too. But what we're trying to do with Equiteam as well is, how do you develop that relationship, that give and take, to learn how to honor the horse, and then the horse honors you right back. So that, yeah, like you said, a healthy dose of respect, because they are a big animal, and you know, sometimes things will come up, a fear moment for them, or, you know, if you want to use the word naughty once in a while. But what we're trying to put forth between the three of us is to deepen that relationship, to go beyond the surface of, I'm going to go out and ride, and this horse is going to do what I want it to do, and then I'm going to go home, and then I'll see you in a week, and I'll drag you back out of the field. So that's kind of been our mission, and that's the fun for us.
So what has Equiteam brought to people?
Mm-hmm. Mary, do you want to speak to that a little bit?
Yes. First of all, it has brought to people education. You know, how horses think, how they react. Winnie's part of it is teaching good riding skills so that you can get rid of that fear factor, because you know what to do in certain situations. Nicole brings the physical. How do we get our bodies prepared to ride comfortably, to be strong enough in our core, to be strong enough with our legs? And I bring the meditation part of it. How do you connect with breath with your horse? Maybe you breathe in on one stride, maybe you breathe out on another. And then opening up with the yin yoga, opening up the joints, ligaments, and tendons so that you're freer and connect better physically when you're on that horse, that you can let go with the breath and become very fluid and soft in the body.
And so when you're saying that you can connect with the horse, what does that do to your own body? I mean, I would assume that it puts you in a very peaceful and tranquil place.
Oh, that's a great question. Because like in our other interview, I talked about the nervous system. So we have two parts of our nervous system. It's rest and digest and fight or flight. And sometimes when people ride, they are in the fight or flight, like, oh, I'm scared or whatever. The horse picks up on this and goes, oh my goodness, something's wrong, I have to react too. But when you're able to breathe, when you're able to soften and get loose in your body, then you go into rest and digest, where your nervous system is meant to be. It brings a calmness, it takes away anxiety and stress, both physically and mentally. And so riding can be a very, very therapeutic tool for us in this crazy world to find peace.
Nicole, what do you have to say about that?
I think it's been fun to see what our audience participants do when we're out there. Usually the first part of our presentations are, we're picking a subject, say, you know, upper body work. And usually Winnie and I will present the first piece of it. And what we'll do is we'll take pictures, and usually I'll be taking pictures of Winnie writing and showing something terribly incorrect. And what I love about it is that when we put this up in our PowerPoint and our audience just starts to laugh, like, oh yeah, that never happens. Yeah, that could possibly be me up there. And so we'll talk about inconsistencies or some incorrect posture, what have you, in the saddle. And Winnie will mention how that affects the ride, the horse. I'll talk about the piece about what can we change with our bodies to get into more of a proper fit, proper flow, if you will. But what's so interesting is that when we wrap up that piece and move into Mary's piece, I'm thinking about the last presentation that we did at St. Croix Saddlery. And uh-huh. Mary, yeah, we remember this well. Mary, during her yin classes, will present asana or poses that speak to the subject that we're talking about, be it, say, pelvis, back, upper body, shoulders, whatever it is that we're talking about. And she'll design specific poses to go with our subject. But what Mary also does is that while people are in the pose and they're holding that pose, she will give affirmations and take the time that while we're there, can you feel yourself letting go and having a conversation with the horse so that it goes beyond just holding a physical piece. We're also talking about putting this into practice as you ride. And the last time that we wrapped up Mary's class, no one moved. You could hear a pin drop on the carpet. People were just so into that ingesting, if you will. Now we're going to go and have this true dance with our horses. And the three of us, Winnie and Mary and I, just looked at each other like, oh my God, there it is. It happened.
Wow.
I'd like to share one story with you, Mo, that really speaks to how horses can connect. There was a woman we know who was dying of breast cancer, and she was in hospice. She came out and rode her horse. Her daughters would help her get on the horse because she was so weak. But when she was on the horse, she had wings. Mm. She did this until the day she died.
Wow. And it's did the horse somehow sense, do you think, what was going on
yes.
with her?
Totally took care of her.
Yeah, isn't that special?
They know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, I do think that there is that innate sense that animals have that we don't give them enough credit for.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Yeah, just paying attention and holding space with them is pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, this certainly sounds like a wonderful opportunity for people to get involved with. And where is Equiteam going to be hosting another event anytime soon?
I think, Mary, when we were talking with Winnie, I believe that we're going to be looking at something at Equitation Station, probably.
Yep.
And we're also talking about putting together presentations where we will have horse and rider. So far, it's been with just the riders, the participants, but we'd like to be able to offer more onboard training and presentations, if you will. So that is definitely on our plate coming up.
Well, please keep us posted on that. That certainly sounds like a very interesting opportunity for people to really learn to connect a little bit more with their horse. Mary, we're so happy you joined us again today. Thank you.
I enjoyed it very much.
Oh, well, we enjoyed visiting with you. Our guests today, Nicole DePalma and Mary Schwantes, and their team is called Equiteam. If people would like to learn more about it, how could they do that, please?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll offer out the same information, but I'm going to add one other thing as well. They can message me on my Facebook page, which is Nicole DePalma. They can text me at 651-318-9168 or email me to sign up for our newsletter. And that is Ayurveda, AYURVEDA 722@gmail.com. And we'll get you on our email list. And once a month, you can expect an email newsletter from the Equiteam.
Sounds awesome. Thank you so much, ladies. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this task and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life.